Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success podcast. How are you today? Today, I'm so happy to share we're going to talk about leadership, some tips and effective habits of great leaders I will share. So before we get into that, I want to talk about our crystal for today. The crystal for today is, it's a little story actually, so very short story, but it hits home a very important point about leadership. So here you go. The pessimist complains about the wind. The optimist expects it to change. The leader adjusts the sails. And this quote is by John Maxwell. So if you can pretend that you're in a boat and you're sailing, that is the premise of our crystal for today. And we'll talk more about that as we go through the podcast today. We'll talk about leadership and different ways that we can have effective leadership. So let's get started. The first tip for an effective leader or a great leader is lead by example. Now, have you ever had a manager, a boss, worked with someone who was leading you, who would not do what they asked you to do? So if they wanted you to come in and work overtime or spend extra hours, and you did it, but then they would not do the same. Now think about the reverse. I'm sure some of you have had leaders who go over, above and beyond, work extra hours, do what they ask their employees to do as well, and set a good example, lead by example. How does that make you feel? Makes you feel like they're in it with you, right? You may even have more respect for them because they are leading by example. So that's the first tip. Effective leaders, great leaders, lead by example. They're not going to ask someone else to do something that they would themselves would not do. So keep that in mind as you are working to be successful in your career, in your business, in your life. Lead by example. So that's the first tip. The second tip is one that we all have to deal with no matter what our stage or age in life is. And the second one is leaders offer clear communication. Now, communication is a big topic just for relationships in general, because sometimes people just aren't communicating well or aren't understanding well. There can always be issues with communication, but effective leaders are able to work around that. They're able to provide clear, concise communication and also remain approachable to those whom they're leading. So as you are moving into thinking about being a leader, or if you already are a leader, remember that clear, concise communication and being approachable and, you know, treating others as you would want to be treated goes a long way. Now, when I talk about clear and concise communication, you know, that can come in many forms. It can come in speaking and having a conversation with someone. It can also come over email or text messages, or memos and letters. So there's various forms of communication. So keep in mind that as you use these different forms, you want them to be clear and concise. Have you ever received an email from someone in your organization or someone that you're working with that looks like it's a 7-page letter? And you're like, oh my gosh, I don't really feel like reading all of this. This seems like a lot. Well, it's important to keep in mind being concise. So adding bullet points, maybe just to highlight the important points if you're doing an email, can be very effective. If you're even doing a presentation, bullet points are often good as well. Keep it to the few main points that you're trying to convey. And just be clear, offer clear expectations as well. So remember, communicate often, but also work to communicate clearly and concisely. Now, the next tip kind of goes with the clear communication. It kind of piggybacks off of it. So the next one, number three, is set clear goals. So define clear and achievable goals. So that goes along with communication. You're communicating goals with whoever you're working with, whoever you're leading. So make sure that you give clear goals and use the SMART goals. We've talked about that before in past podcasts. SMART goals means, if you recall, the SMART goals are goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based. So that'll help your goals become clear and concise and defined. But you definitely want something that is achievable, that you and whomever you're working with can get to the, you know, achieve. And sometimes you might want to do a stretch goal where you think we might shoot for the moon, but if we hit the stars, that's a good, you know, that's great as well. So stretch goals can be good as well. So remember to set clear goals for your team and then for each individual as well, so that everyone can feel a part of the team and know what their specific role is when they are trying to reach these goals and meet these goals. Now, has there been a time where you've either been on a team and everybody was doing their own thing? The right hand wasn't talking to the left hand. Some people were doing the same thing or double work. There were just no goals. There were no vision. Think about the chaos that you experienced, the frustration and confusion that can cause. It can be overwhelming. It can make you want to quit, not participate, leave, whatever the case may be. But if you have a goalpost or a finish line that you're all marching to and walking to, then that makes everything fall into place much better. It can be more enjoyable and fun because you see yourself reaching that goal. So your goal may be $1 million in sales for the team. So if the team is trying to march towards that goal, then you have 10 people on the team. You might want to break it up. Each person gets $100,000 in sales. And so you can break everything up into smaller pieces and then everybody knows what their part is. So just be sure to set clear goals as you are leading a team. Now, the next one is very important. It's important to empower your team. So you may set these clear goals, but also you can't micromanage and be on top of everyone every second of the day so that they have no autonomy. So empower your team so that they can be responsible for their portion of the goal, their portion of the success. And then as a leader of a team, you can offer tools to help your team become more successful. So every person is an individual. Everyone's different. There may be some things that y'all can do as a group, trainings, conferences, courses, but then each individual may need some additional or individualized training as well. So offer that to empower your team to become successful so that they know what steps they need to make to reach the goal. So once again, back to the $100,000 goal for each team member. For each team member, they may have to make 10 sales to reach that $100,000 goal. But someone may be weaker on the team in understanding the product that you guys are selling. So that person may need a little bit more training on the products and what they do, how they solve problems and help folks. So that's something that one person can work on. But your whole team might need to brush up on their sales techniques. So that's one way to empower your team. Just give them and offer them the training and support that they're needed. And then also show them how to make decisions at their level of expertise so that they can be autonomous in the role. Our fifth tip and final tip for today is to be adaptable as a leader. Leaders work with all different type of people, all different type of situations, and that just comes with life. Everyone's different in one way or another. So you have to be adaptable and open to change, willing to adjust and have flexibility depending on what issues arise. And so this actually goes well with the crystal for today. So if you recall, the crystal for today was a short little story about people sailing. The pessimist complains about the wind. The optimist expects it to change. The leader adjusts the sails. And once again, that's from John Maxwell. So as a leader, you have to adjust the sails of the sails on a boat of your team, of your group. And as things change and shift, you have to be flexible and adaptable to change and shift as well. And, you know, we have information, a certain set of information that we use to make decisions with. But as you get new information, be open to changing your decision or adjusting or adapting to it as you get new information, because your team can bring you ideas, solutions that you may have not thought of. And they may have, you know, a collaborative idea that works better than what you're already doing. So that's the last tip for today, is be adaptable as a leader. So I'm going to recap these five tips. And then next podcast, I have five more tips on leadership that we'll discuss to round out our tips on effective habits of leaders. So let's recap. The first tip is lead by example. Be sure that you wouldn't ask your team to do something that you would not do yourself. The second tip, provide clear communication. Communication is the foundation to all relationships. So this is no different if you're leading a team or leading people. Clear communication will be key and pivotal to your success. Number three, set clear goals. When you're leading a team, it's important that everyone on the team is on the same page and knows what goal that everyone is marching towards and working to achieve. Tip number four is empower your team. Be sure to delegate responsibility to them, and then also offer training and support to help them become successful to meet the goals that the team is trying to achieve. And number five, be adaptable. Be open to change, willing to adjust, and be flexible. Because as the leader, you're going to have to adjust to different people, different personalities, different issues that arise, different challenges, and different obstacles that show up in your midst to reach your goal. So it'll be very important and critical to be adaptable. And the crystal for today, the pessimist complains about the wind, the optimist expects it to change, the leader adjusts the sails by John Maxwell, is a great reminder of how leaders can be adaptable. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast today on leadership, effective habits, and tips for great leaders. And I look forward to speaking to you all again. And I just want to remind you, if you are interested in checking me out on social media, you can find me at Melanie Crystal. And that's Melanie K Crystal with K-R-Y-S-T-L-E. And I'm on Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok. So you can check me out there, reach out, and I hope that this has been helpful for you. This is the Reimagine Success Podcast, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.